This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Attending a concert can be a fabulous way to enjoy your favourite band, especially if you can enjoy it with your friends or family or both. Well, today we're chatting about her experience of attending a Green Day concert with Lucy Franks. So over to Lucy.
Here I am on the bus on my way to Wembley. I'm going with my white cane. Guide dog Mabel has had to stay at home for this one. And my two children. So let's see how we get on.
Well, Lucy there, and of course we'll be chatting a bit about the accessibility side as well of attending that concert. And Lucy, thank you so much for joining us again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So Green Day, and you, great band, and you went to see it with your family.
Yeah, I went to see it with my two children. This isn't something we do often. We all enjoy a variety of music, but this was a bit of an adventure, to be honest. Took a lot of logistical planning and didn't really know how it was going to go.
Now, I'm going to have to ask you just a little bit about the ages of your children, because sometimes I interview people and they say they keep calling kids kids, but they're often a bit older. So how old are your kids?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So my eldest is 21, they're at university, and my youngest is 16 and they're at college.
And I believe you planned it quite meticulously for attending it. You took some considerations for just making it a bit easier for you. So what did you do?
Well, the first thing I did when we found out that they were going to Wembley Stadium was check out the accessibility online. Whether you're going to the theatre or a concert or whatever, there's usually some allowance for accessibility, but that can vary quite dramatically. And unfortunately, it does often involve filling out lengthy forms and sending proof and this, that and the other. The easiest way to find out about the accessibility was to ring. So I phoned up. This was before the tickets went on sale. And I really would recommend doing this, because you can find a lot out rather than waiting until the tickets are on sale and then trying to sort it all out then. I ended up speaking to a guy who was super, super helpful. And we discussed things like whether I should take my guide dog, where we would best be seated, because there is special accessibility seating, or you can get accessibility tickets, but seat in the normal areas, for want of a better word. And just what help there was going to be available on the day, so that when I rang the special helpline for tickets on the day, it was pretty straightforward and it just made the whole thing a lot easier.
So which tickets did you end up going for? Did you go for the accessibility ticket in just a regular seat, or did you go a bit closer to the stage?
Because there were three of us, you're limited to how many people you can take with you into the accessibility seating area. We ended up having an aisle seat in the normal seating areas.
How did you find actually getting to the venue?
So we turned up at the train station and found out it was London Pride Day. So this is the thing about making great plans. We did make great plans. I did look into buses and trains and everything in advance. And then we decided actually we were going to go to Hyde Park for a couple of hours and sort of take in the atmosphere of London Pride. You know, we got to the hotel fine. And although the hotel was about 3 miles away, it was only one bus and it stopped very, very close to Wembley. There wasn't a long walk at all. And then when we got there, there was loads of people in high vis and they were ushering people, carry on round. And then they saw us and went, stop. And we went in via a completely separate, much closer entrance.
Yeah, I think they usually, for gigs like this, they'll have an accessibility queue just to make the process a bit easier for you. And how did you find the venue itself?
It was really busy. Obviously, I was lucky that I did have my two kids with me. If I'd been there on my own, it would have been a little more difficult. But I have to say, you know, the process of getting in there, checking our bags and everything was great. They kept passing us sort of from one person to another. One person checked the bags and then someone else got us to our area, which was the red area. Would have been happy to take us to our seats, but my children wanted to get t-shirts. I needed the loo. So he made sure we knew where we were going next. And when we'd done everything we wanted to do, we went to our assigned gate. And someone was there and took us to our seats, made sure there was nothing else that we needed. So considering I had two people with me, they still did offer help. And I think if I had been on my own, more help would have been there if I needed it.
That sounds amazing. So it obviously makes for a much less stressful experience for you and your kids as well. So I feel like we need to chat about the concert itself. How was it seeing Green Day?
It was amazing. I mean, I got into them in the 90s, and then my children kind of separately got into them later on. And so it seemed like a good one to go to for all three of us. The band were amazing. The stadium was completely packed out, and the audience were really, really great. They were really friendly. I think, honestly, if we hadn't have had help from the venue, I think, you know, there would have been people there that probably would have helped us out. We did get a couple of people saying, are you okay? Do you need help with anything? And some gigs, you get that, do you know what I mean? You get that kind of triangle of people that are right near the front that are joining in all the time, and then it kind of wanes at the back. And I mean, two or three times I sort of was scanning the whole stadium, and there were songs where it seemed like everybody, certainly all the way to the back, were actually, you know, clapping and joining in. And the band really sort of included the audience. There was lots of ales and, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, they put on a really good show. They sounded great. I mean, they're getting on a bit, but you wouldn't have known it. They were just amazing. And they were on stage virtually constantly. So it was a really excellent gig.
I have to say, I am so jealous, Lucy. And if you had any suggestions for improvements when it comes to accessibility, would you have any?
One thing that I find generally is an issue is the first bit. It's not easy to find the accessibility part of a site. You know, you've got to, if you want to see a show, you've got to find out what theatre it is, and then you've got to figure out what theatre group it is, and then you've got to figure out, oh, have I already filled in this form and therefore I don't need to do it again. I thankfully still have some useful vision, so I'm able to, you know, scan stuff, but it takes me a long time. So I think the beginning of the process is very often quite arduous. So that's one thing I think could be made easier. And if it's accessibility, so it really was pretty much only a phone call, which I was happy with. A lot of them say you have to ring us, and you can be on the phone, you know, for a very length of time. And that in itself is a bit of a problem. You know, your accessibility needs might be such that you can't hang on the phone for an hour waiting for the answer. So I think that side of things could be improved, certainly for some companies.
And I do think it's a valid point. And I know, especially with like really, really popular gigs like Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, that was over 4 hours of waiting on a phone for some people when they were trying to book the accessibility ticket. So obviously still some room for improvement, especially if you maybe made the online version accessible. That could make it easy for some people as well. Maybe get that traffic redirected of the phone line.
Yeah, exactly. And that I have, I mean, although my experience was very much positive, the accessibility line were really, really good at answering all my questions and, you know, talking with me until I was happy that I'd got all the information I needed. I know that's not always the case. And I know there have been some horror stories with the assistance not being what it should be. I know not everyone's experience was like mine, but I can only talk about mine.
If you're listening to our conversation with Lucy and you would love to share your own experience of attending an event, whether it's a sports event, a concert, an audio-described play, or anything else, you can get in touch. Our email is radio@rnib.org.uk. In the meantime, Lucy Franks, as always, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.